Reaching for the finish line for a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A framework for the 2018 farm bill has finally been agreed upon by House and Senate Agriculture Committee leaders. But what is next in getting this measure approved and signed into law? Rod Bain has more.
The word Thursday morning from House and Senate Ag Committee leaders. An agreement in principle on a new farm bill. But as leaders noted in a statement, there is still much work to do to get a 2018 farm bill in the books by the end of the year. While full details of the bill will be made available in coming days, Rob LaRue of the National Farmers Union notes,
"It all comes down to money."
Yet Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts previously said cost analysis would be an important step towards full agreement. Currently, the Congressional Budget Office is scoring the bill's cost. Also, legal and report language is being finalized on the bill. Then there is the time factor. With this latest session of Congress set to conclude by mid-December. But Will Roger of the American Farm Bureau Federation are among those who believe a farm bill will be adopted by year's end because
the sense of urgency is there
to have it in place for America's ag producers. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, getting the new farm bill agreed on this year has and continues to be a priority for farmers here in Tennessee and across the country. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Akin says waiting until the new Congress is sworn in January could cause even more delays.
If it doesn't pass during lame duck, then honestly, when a new Congress is seated, they could continue with this bill, is my understanding, or they could start completely over, and that would be very, very traumatic to agriculture all across this country to start into a 2019 crop year without any assurances of what expectations might be.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.